Chapter 2. Mr. Sowerberry's Shop.
"Here is the boy,"
said Mr. Bumble. Mr. Sowerberry looked at Oliver. Then he called his wife.
"This boy is very small,"
she said.
"Yes, he is small,"
said Mr. Bumble.
"But children grow."
"Children cost a lot of money,"
said Mrs. Sowerberry. She looked at Oliver and said,
"The dog isn't here tonight, so you can eat his food. Here are some cold pieces of meat."
Oliver ate the dog's food quickly.
"Come with me,"
she said.
"Your bed is in the shop. You can sleep here with the coffins. Good night."
There were a lot of coffins in the shop. Oliver was very sad and afraid that night. He was alone in a strange place. He was all alone in the world. He didn't have any parents, and he didn't have any friends either. The next morning, he heard a noise outside the shop door.
"Open the door,"
said a voice. Oliver opened the door and saw a big boy. He had small eyes and a red nose.
"I'm Mr. Noah Claypole,"
said the boy.
"You work under me. Open the windows immediately."
Noah wasn't a friend. He was an enemy. Noah was jealous of Oliver. He pulled his hair and his ears. There were a lot of funerals during this time. Mr. Sowerberry gave Oliver a special black hat and dark jacket. Oliver became a mourner at many funerals. After the first funerals, Mr. Sowerberry asked,
"Well, do you like funerals?"
Oliver said,
"Not very much, sir."
One day, Noah said bad things about Oliver's mother. Oliver's face became red with anger. He was furious. He hit the table and the chair. He hit Noah Claypole. He began beating him. Noah was bigger than Oliver, but Oliver wasn't afraid.
"Help!"
Noah cried.
"He's killing me!"
Mrs. Sowerberry and a servant came to the kitchen. Together, they beat Oliver for a long time. Then Mrs. Sowerberry locked Oliver in a dark room. Noah went to call Mr. Bumble.
"Oh, Mr. Bumble, sir,"
cried Noah.
"Oliver wanted to kill me and Mrs. Sowerberry. Please come with me."
When Mr. Bumble and Noah arrived at the shop, Mr. Bumble cried,
"Oliver!"
"I want to go out,"
cried Oliver from the dark room.
"Do you know this voice, Oliver?"
asked Mr. Bumble.
"Yes,"
answered Oliver.
"Aren't you afraid?"
asked Mr. Bumble.
"No,"
said Oliver in a courageous voice. Mr. Bumble was surprised.
"He's crazy,"
said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"No, he's not crazy,"
said Mr. Bumble.
"It's the meat."
"What?"
said Mrs. Sowerberry.
"It's the meat. You gave him too much meat to eat. At the workhouse, we give them porridge, and this never happens."
When Mr. Sowerberry came home, he beat Oliver too. He forgot to lock the door. That night, Oliver fell to the floor and cried all night. He cried too many tears for a little boy. Early the next morning, he put a few clothes in a handkerchief. Then he quietly left Mr. Sowerberry's shop.